folks. Our time is coming up 8:32, and if you are a fan of the United States Navy's Blue Angels, or perhaps even the United States Air Force Thunderbirds, you're going to want to stay tuned over the next few minutes, because I've got a very cool interview coming up. I'm joined now via way of telephone by Ryan Notoff. He is... He's got a YouTube channel called Blue Angel Phantoms. You can follow him on Instagram and on Twitter. His grandfather, Butch Voris, was the first ever Blue Angel. So good morning, Ryan. Notoff, correct?
You got it. And thanks for having me on.
I am happy to have you on the air with me this morning. And for the benefit of folks who might be, you know, joining us from other places, welcome in. Of course, you can listen to us locally at 96.9 FM, 1410 AM, and around the world at WLAQ1410.com. Ryan, before I start asking questions, well, actually, you know, this is a question. Tell me a little bit about your YouTube channel and where all can folks find you?
Yeah, great. So the YouTube channel, like you mentioned, is called Blue Angel Phantoms. And so if you just type Blue Angel Phantoms into YouTube, probably the easiest way to find it. And we also have a website, blueangelphantoms.com. So the web, Blue Angel Phantoms itself is all about creating a living history of the Blue Angels in video format. I started it 3 years ago. So I set out to interview former pilots, crew chiefs, and maintenance officers that have served on the Blue Angels over the last 73 years. And to date, I've interviewed about 18 pilots and crew, primarily from the Blue Angels, but as you mentioned in your introduction, also some Thunderbirds as well. And so I've captured their stories through interview format, and I've produced short 10 to 15-minute long documentaries of each of them, including real-time footage from when they were on the team. And so, like I said, I've done about 18 year-to-date, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. It's really kind of a labor of love that I do on the side here.
And that is awesome. And I actually watched some of your videos over the weekend. They were pretty fascinating, especially the former Blue Angels pilot that got to fly with Tom Cruise as Tom was making his decision as to whether or not to be a part of the first Top Gun movie back in the 80s.
Yep, that's Kurt Watson. I had a great chance to meet Kurt several months ago. He lives up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I live in Austin, Texas. So we were able to connect, and yeah, Kurt has a great story. And he was actually a pretty famous football player back in his day as well. In college, he was called the Crosshill Comet, I believe, playing for the University of Tennessee football. And anyway, yeah, so, you know, as the story goes, Jerry Bruckheimer, who produced Top Gun, was trying to convince Tom Cruise to take the role as Maverick in Top Gun, and Tom Cruise was not completely sold off on doing it and playing the role of Maverick. So they tried to get him a ride in a real jet over at the Top Gun school, which they weren't authorized to do. So someone placed a call to the Blue Angels, and the number 7 pilot at the time, who traditionally does the media rides and flies the celebrities, wasn't available because he had just had his first child. And Kurt Watson was serving as the slot pilot, or number 4 on the Blue Angels at the time. And he got the phone call and said, hey, no problem, send Tom Cruise out to El Centro. And so Tom Cruise showed up at El Centro. They put him in the back of the plane. I think Tom Cruise was about 25 at the time, and they took him up and yanked him and banged him. And as the story also goes, Tom got a little sick in the back of the plane, but when they landed, he got right out of the plane and went right to the payphone and called Jerry Bruckheimer and said he would take the role as Maverick. And so that is how the story goes and how the Blue Angels were involved in convincing Tom Cruise to take the role as Maverick in Top Gun.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And I'm so looking forward to the sequel to that movie coming up this summer. So I want to ask you this, Ryan. What got you started with your YouTube channel and social media, your website, and what are your ultimate goals for this endeavor?
Yeah, you know, it really does date back to my childhood. And you mentioned in your introduction that my grandfather was Butch Voris. I had the great privilege of growing up about, you know, 90 miles north of Butch. I lived in a town called Saratoga. Butch lived in Monterey, California. So you can imagine we spent a lot of holidays, birthday parties, summers together. So I got to hear a lot of great stories growing up about Blue Angel pilots and flying with the Blues and things of that nature. The other factor and real influence into me wanting to start this channel was a documentary called Threshold, The Blue Angels Experience, which documented the Blue Angels in 1970 and 1971. And to this day, in my opinion, it is one of the best documentaries ever made about the Blue Angels. It has incredible aerial cinematography, but what really made that movie special was the narrative that came from the pilots in that documentary. And so I just grew up worshiping Blue Angel pilots, particularly the leader in that movie called Threshold was a gentleman named Harley Hall. And what's special about Harley is after his time on the Blue Angels, he went right back to the fleet, as many of these pilots do. And in the 70s, you know, it was Vietnam. And so on the last day of Vietnam, January 27th, 1973, Harley paid the ultimate sacrifice for this country. He was a real patriot. He was the last naval aviator ever shot down. And so between Harley and my grandfather, I mean, I worship Blue Angel pilots. And so about 5 years ago, I kind of had the idea to actually shoot a documentary. My original intention wasn't to actually have a YouTube channel, but was to create a documentary about that era in history when the Blue Angels flew the F-4 Phantom during that Vietnam era, because it was some of the best probably aviation you probably ever see. If you ever see the movie Threshold, these big F-4 Phantoms flying 18 inches apart, but also just the charisma these pilots exuded, and the fact that they were, you know, going off to war after the fact. So that was the ultimate goal. And as things evolved, I ended up just publishing. I'd interviewed a gentleman named Richard Keene, who was a crew chief during that Phantom era, and I was having a hard time getting people to do interviews with me. So I thought, man, what if I create a short little documentary featuring Richard Keene? So I kind of show people what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to accomplish. Well, after I published that interview with Richard Keene, the Blue Angels retweeted it and put it on their Facebook page, and I got a lot of attention up front, and so it was a lot easier to get interviews after that. And so that's kind of how the YouTube channel evolved, where I started just featuring individual pilot profiles, if you will, and I've expanded well outside the scope of just that F-4 Phantom era into the A-4 Skyhawk era of the Blue Angels and the F-18 period at the Blue Angels. So to answer your question, I'll probably continue to produce those individual pilot profiles, but I'd say ultimately the 75th anniversary of the Blue Angels is coming up, so I'd really like to leverage the catalog of interviews that I've filmed to the date and that I will produce coming up to that 75th anniversary to create a long-form piece of content celebrating the 75 years of history with the Blue Angels. And then, two, I'd really like to get back to the original concept that I originally set out for, which is to create a documentary about that F-4 Phantom era of the Blue Angels, because to me it's a very special one. And then finally, you know, if I ever could, I'd love to create something about my grandfather. You know, one of my biggest regrets was not sitting down and interviewing him on his history with the team when we still had him. So.
Oh, man. And, you know, talking about that upcoming 75th anniversary, that will be the same year that they begin flying the Super Hornets.
Yes, I think there's a lot more to come on that, but I'm very excited to see that. And what's very cool is I believe Boss Bernanke, who was the leader of the Blue Angels maybe 2 years ago, is leading that effort, and he's done several great interviews, so it sounds like it'll be an exciting transition. It sounds like the Super Hornet's a bigger airplane than the existing Hornet they have now, and I think from a maintenance perspective, it'll probably be easier as far as an availability of parts, so that'll be a really exciting anniversary, and I hope to be in Pensacola when that happens.
That would be awesome. And you were talking about Ryan Bernanke, the former boss of the Blue Angels. He was with the Blues when they performed here in Rome, Georgia, as part of Wings Over North Georgia in 2017. That was a very cool event, and he was a very nice person.
Yep, so. I've had the privilege to meet him once before, and I mean, he is about as nice as they get, and you got to spend about a half hour with him, and that is something that I very much cherish. He's a very special individual, and just about as kind as they come.
Awesome. So you were talking about your grandfather, the first Blue, Butch Voris. You did get to spend some time with him, and I know that feeling of wanting to talk to your grandparents before they pass away, maybe regretting things that you didn't learn. My grandmother on my dad's side was really good at canning, and I wish I'd learned from her before she passed away, so I can totally empathize with you on that. But did you get to spend a lot of time with your grandfather, and did he give you any advice that really sparred you on towards your endeavors?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time growing up with my grandfather. Like I said, we live very close to each other, so a lot of holidays and summers together. I got to spend summers at his house. But as far as advice, it's something that you know, resonates with me now that I'm an adult. didn't resonate with me as much when I was younger. And, you know, ironically, I recently heard very similar advice from one of the maintenance officers I interviewed, a gentleman named Al Edmondson, who actually says it in the video that I published. But, you know, with me, I've never been very good at anything naturally at life. And so, you know, Butch was, you know, nothing comes naturally, you know, to anyone. It's about the work that you put into it. And so as an adult now, I realize the importance of that. And so very much, you know, it's all about the work. It's all about the time you put into something. Nothing comes naturally. So that's probably one that sticks with me.
Awesome. Now, among all the interviews that you've done, what would you say is the has been the best one?
You know, that's so hard because I love every single one of these guys. They are such great people behind the scenes. They truly are. So there's one that's very personal to me, and that would be the interview I did with Steve Foley, who was the boss of the Blue Angels back in 2005, 2006. And the reason that was so personal is, you know, my grandfather passed away in 2005, and we held a memorial service for him, and the Blue Angels actually performed a flyover that memorial service. It's actually Boss Foley that led that flyover. So Boss Foley was very nice to take time out of his day. He's still, you know, very much a working professional, and he met with me at his office and to film an interview. And during the course of that interview, he shared with me that was the biggest honor, or one of the biggest honors of his time on the Blue Angels, was performing that flyover of my grandfather's memorial service. And, you know, to me, that was just a very impactful day. And so I remember that greatly. And I appreciate the time Boss Foley took.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, for the benefit of folks just tuning in, we're chatting with a gentleman named Ryan Nothoff. He is the founder of BlueAngelPhantoms.com. You can check him out on YouTube and via social media. And he's done a lot of great interviews with former members of the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels, as well as the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. Got just a few minutes remaining, Ryan, but I would like to ask next, what are some of the differences that you've noticed between the current generation of fighter pilots and previous generations?
Yeah, so remember, my opinion is very lame in here, but I'll give you my opinion. So they have a lot of similarities, right? They are some of the most intelligent people you'll ever meet. It is a high-performance culture, whether it was, you know, with the people I interview or the current generation. There's just no doubt about it, and they are at the top of their game. Now, with the people that I interview, which is, you know, previous generations, a lot of my focus is on, you know, that early 1970 era of pilot and maintenance officer. And we can't ignore the fact that they had to, they were in combat in Vietnam. And Vietnam, you know, the mission in the air was a very significant part of that conflict. And at the end of the day, you know, that's a pretty significant difference, I would think, to today's fighter pilots. There's probably a lot of technology. I don't think there's dogfighting today. So I would say it's just the differences in the conflicts that they're currently participating in, but they are the best of the best, regardless of what generation they come from. And so probably the biggest difference, I would say, is a lot of the people I interview have significant air-to-air combat experience in Vietnam with dogfighting. And unfortunately, you know, look at the Vietnam Memorial. There's, you know, 60,000 names on that, and so a lot of the people I interview lost a lot of colleagues during their day in the air, and so that's always a difficult subject that we touch on when I do interview them. And so, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, similar numbers, if you would say, with the current pilots of today, but, you know, top notch across the board for pilots of yesterday and pilots of today.
Awesome. Well, and we thank all of those folks with whom you've chatted and even beyond for their service. Ryan, anything else you'd like folks to know about BlueAngelPhantoms.com, your YouTube channel, your social media, any upcoming interviews that you'd like to promote?
Well, I'll keep producing as many interviews as I can. I've currently aligned and have been working very closely with the Blue Angels Association, which has been very kind. They are kind of like the alumni group, if you will, for the pilots of the Blue Angels. And so we've more or less formed a kind of like an unofficial partnership, if you will, where they are making sure I'm invited to any kind of gatherings where there'll be a lot of pilots or crew. And so I was recently at the Blue Angels homecoming this last November and have a number of interviews archived that will be coming out probably in the new year here. And
I can't wait.
Yeah, exactly. So specifically Gil Rude, who is the leader of the Blue Angels back in 1986, 1987, 1988, he led the transition from the A4 Skyhawk to the F-18 Hornet. So that'll be very relevant as the Blues move from the current configuration of the Hornet to the Super Hornet. He is a great guy. He's actually the first boss I ever saw in an air show in 1987. And it was ironic because my grandfather actually interviewed him on video as well. So it was a privilege to be able to interview Boss Rude. He's a very special individual, and looking forward to pumping that out. But yeah, you can just continue to follow me on Blue Angel Phantoms on YouTube, or I have a website, blueangelphantoms.com. And I really appreciate you having me on today.
Oh, happy to do it, Ryan. And I wish you the very best of luck with all of your endeavors. Again, we've been chatting with Ryan Nothoff, Blue Angel Phantoms, the website, the YouTube channel, the social media outlets. I'll tell you what, if you are into aviation, you're going to want to check these outlets out. Thanks so much for your time, Ryan. I hope you have a fantastic day today.
You too. Thanks so much.